Boaters in the Flathead Basin may see some significant changes next season. A new set of regulations aimed at preventing the spread of invasive mussels next year are now being drafted. Nikki Willette reports.
The proposed regulations would require all boats to be inspected before they launch, set up a sticker for boats that only launch in Flathead and Swan Lakes, and establish annual fees to fund the program. State lawmakers tasked the Flathead Aquatic Invasive Species Work Group with drafting regulations, which will then be considered by the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission. The work group is made up of federal, tribal, state, and local governments, and a handful of nonprofit organizations. Karen Miske, executive director of the Flathead Basin Commission, oversaw Monday's work group meeting at the University of Montana's Flathead Lake Biological Station. She says the new regulations might be a little inconvenient, but adds,
the trade-off is in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when perhaps many other water bodies are fouled, we still will have a clean Flathead Lake and a clean Flathead Basin. And I think the payoffs will speak for themselves.
Miske says the group hopes to have an invasive species prevention plan and new regulations in place well before boating season starts next March.
Our program may be a little bit more stringent, which is what kind of the goal of this is. But whatever we do, it is in a complementary fashion to what Fish, Wildlife, and Parks does. So we're not doing anything that would contradict their programmatic requirements.
Miske says the plan will be available for public review and comment, but that timeline has not yet been established. The Flathead Aquatic Invasive Species Work Group plans to have their draft regulations ready for review by Fish, Wildlife, and Park Commissioners' October 12th meeting. In Yellow Bay, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.